Lecture 28. So we're looking at greenhouse effects. In the last lecture we had an introduction to the gases that produce the greenhouse effect. We saw that carbon dioxide was the dominant one in terms of the next 100 years or so, in terms of its ability to change the radiative forcing. Whereabouts is the radiative forcing measured? No, where? No, the tropopause. Yeah, so it's the energy balance between the incoming radiation and the outgoing radiation. And the greenhouse effect then is sitting below that. Carbon dioxide and water being the main molecules. And so if we increase the carbon dioxide concentration, then we're changing the amount of outgoing radiation, and the result is we change the radiative forcing. So the models then are used to predict climate change. The models should be able to deal with the fact that over the last long while there have been fluctuations in global climate. So in this plot here then, we've got going back 1.6 mega years, and you can see quite clearly, this is our temperature axis here, our y-axis, that there have been significant changes in temperature as we've gone through the glacial and interglacial periods. But over the last 3,000 years of the Holocene, the mean temperature has been within 1 degree of its present value. Now, these are measured. So these ones here are measured values. And I'm just saying, if we're using models, then it should be able to go back and simulate some of these sort of effects. So these things here are obtained using that sort of methodology that we went over in first year, using the ice cores and using the forams. The increase since pre-industrial times at the moment is about 0.5 degree C. The doubling of carbon dioxide from 270 ppm to 540 ppm then is predicted to increase the temperature by 1.6 degrees, and that clearly takes it outside the temperature realm that we've been in the last 3,000 years of the Holocene. This 0.5 degrees now is sort of the lower end of the measured increase. This is more likely to be about 0.8 degrees C now. If we want a model then to do well, the first thing it should be able to do then is cope with these climate fluctuations that we've seen over recent times.